Hi, welcome to the Pockets of Hope podcast. I am your host, Molina June Pierre, and I am always happy to be here with you. I'm always happy to record and share with you a small pocket of hope to carry you through your day. Now, I had a lot of different thoughts run through my mind of what I really, you know, wanted to share today. And I didn't want to go off of all of the stuff that's happening on social media, because that could really overtake and overshadow the more serious and just real world, real life things that us as believers and those striving or trying to become believers, those who are, you know, on the fence about giving their hearts to Christ. And honestly, this podcast is for, yes, it's for believers. It's to encourage us on our walk and our journey with God. But it's also for those who are not quite there yet, and you're trying to make a decision. And I feel like, for the most part, a lot of people have been on the fence. A lot of people have been on the fence about whether they should become Christians or not. And, you know, a lot of times, I must say, Christians today, you know, or even in the past, to be honest, we haven't been that good at representing what it means to truly be followers and believers of Christ. Not all of us, but some of us, and the loudest of us sometimes, really, you know, we don't represent what God truly wants us to represent. And I'm praying for us. I'm praying for the body of Christ that someday, that sooner rather than later, that we would truly walk and live and represent Christ the way that he's called us to. But all we can do, each person can look at themselves and strive to be better. That's all we can do, and that's all I'm going to say for that. But, you know, like I was saying, to those who are on the fence and who feel the yearning, you could hear the Lord calling you, but, you know, there's things that are stopping you, you know. First, I want to tell you that, you know, you might be looking at the situations in your life, and you, for some reason, you may be saying, well, I just need to fix these things first. If that's you, if you're the person that wants to get it together first before you come to God, I want to debunk, I want to strongly object to that myth, to that lie of the enemy that you could fix yourself first, or that you should fix yourself first before coming to God, or that you should have the right clothing before going to church, or you should be free from whatever you know addiction that you have first, and you know that your life should be better. Maybe you should be married first before you find a church and start going to it, and then, you know, you could do it as a family, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Or maybe you're waiting for some friend to be saved first so that y'all can do it together. Whatever the hold up is that's stopping you, maybe it's even your own heart. Maybe you're having trouble in your own heart about accepting God. You have doubt. You have issues with Christianity. You have issues on the whole. But I'm here to debunk all of these reasons that you may feel that is preventing you from taking that step into accepting Christ. And the one thing that I have to say about those things is, number one, they're all lies. And number two, God can help you. You don't have to be perfect. It's actually kind of backwards in a sense. If you think about it, when someone is ill, they don't try to heal themselves before going to the doctor, you know, or going to the hospital. You're having a heart attack. You don't try to stop the heart attack before going to the hospital. You get to the hospital and the doctors and everyone put hands on you to fix you. You know, that's what happens, you know. And so that's what it's really all about. You come to God how you are, in your full, in fullness of how you are. You come to God even with your unbelief, because I want you to believe, and I want you to know that even believers sometimes struggle with doubt. A lot of times we struggle with doubt. Many times we struggle with doubt. Many times we stop and we look at our surroundings and we begin to sink. And so it really is, it takes a lot of faith and courage for us to keep our eyes on God in a world that is often falling all around us. It's often crashing all around us. But, you know, it's not that we're perfect. It's not that we have it all together. All we have is a little bit of faith, you know, and we just keep on moving forward. And we just hope that, and we trust and we believe that God has us and He carries us and He lifts us up when we fall. You know, I've been in situations, I've backslidden, I've fallen short, I've sinned even when I have been saved. I've done things that should not have, that's not Christian-like, point blank, period. So don't ever feel as if you have to be perfect before you can come to God. No. You come to God as you are, and He perfects you. His blood, hallelujah, that was shed on Calvary for us, washes away all of our sins. We just have to believe it. We just have to trust it, hallelujah. Accept Him in our hearts, right then and there, and He begins the work in you. First of all, you are saved once you accept Him and you declare, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord, that He's, that you believe that He died on the cross for your sins, and that He's coming back for you, and you invite Him into your heart, you are saved. That's the first step. And then you begin to spend time with Him. You begin to read His word, you know, daily, one step at a time, not with full understanding. In fact, with your limited understanding. I believe God appreciates purity. He appreciates your curiosity. He loves when you desire to get to know Him. He loves introducing Himself to you in a new way. He loves when you seek after Him. That way He gets to give Himself to you. He gets to show you a new way of life, a better way of living, hallelujah, a more whole way. Because what happens is you begin to know who you truly are. You begin to function correctly, because for when you're in sin, you are operating in dysfunction. You're not living to your full potential, because you don't even know your potential, because your potential is tied up in God. And so, you know, that's another topic for another episode. But I just want to encourage you to let go of all of those things and just accept Him. Even if you're skeptical, just accept Him and watch Him do the work in you. Watch Him do the work in your life. He's going to take it all apart. He's going to mold you and build you up. And you might find that He strips some things away. He strips some people away. You know, the very things that you're trying to do by yourself, He will give you the courage to do them. And He will do it for you. He will give you the new mindset on how to look at things from His word. Hallelujah. Through prayer, hallelujah, through spending your time with Him. So that's number one. And to my fellow believers, I want to encourage you to continue to let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, we're having a hard time all around the world. I don't like to really watch the news. I don't like to keep up sometimes because it's a lot. That was just for my own personal thing. But sometimes when I, you know, when I'm praying, it's good to know what's going on around the world so that you can pray for certain things specifically. And, you know, there was this earthquake in Syria, and I was like, Lord, my heart broke because I know what it is to have gone through, you know, a natural disaster. Those are things that naturally occurs on the earth, you know. No human had anything to do with it. Like, I was in, you know, a Category 5 monster storm where people all around me, you know, perished, you know, and I lost, you know, all my earthly possession, but God spared my life, you know. And so when you see those things and you wonder, well, how do you trust God when the world, when the earth is doing things that is destroying us, when the earth itself is having these major storms, these earthquakes and all these different things? We have to keep our eyes on God. You know, the earth will do what the earth will do. People will do what people will do. You know, your body will do what it will do, because even our bodies sometimes fail us. But what we have to focus on is our soul, because we know that, you know, heaven and earth, the earth will pass away. The earth will pass away. The body is temporary, but what's everlasting is our soul. What's everlasting is our spirit. And that's where we need to focus our energy on building that spirit, because when this body ends, when this body dies, your spirit has to go and be judged. You have to be judged for what you did on earth. You know, you have to, that eternal part of you, that's the part that has to answer for everything else. And so I encourage you today to make it a point to take care of your spirit. I know we in that era, everybody in soft girl era, everybody in self-care era, and, you know, taking care of our body. And that is wonderful, because this body, this poor flesh, has so much to deal with. And it's not even going to be here forever. You know, this poor flesh, Lord, it has a lot. It endures so much. It endures so much. And then in the end, it will return to the dust. It doesn't even get to go on forever. So you have to understand that about the flesh. And you have to learn how to put it under subjection. And yes, take care of it, because that's the only one you have. That is your temple. That's the temple. That's what houses and accommodates your spirit for right now. But you also, hallelujah, have to make sure that your spirit is being taken care of. And you take care of your spirit through prayer, feeding it more spiritual things, and what the right spiritual things. And the spiritual things that you feed it is from the Holy Spirit. It comes from God. It comes from the Word of God. It comes from prayer, hallelujah. It comes from fasting, hallelujah. It comes from ensuring that the things that you take within, the music that you listen to, the audio stuff that you listen to, the movies that you watch, whatever you put inside of you that enters through your temple that affects your spirit, that they are right in the sight of God, that they are the healthy things that your spirit need in order for it to grow. And so I just really, truly want to encourage you to be mindful of what you take in so that your spirit can grow, so that this same light that we are supposed to shine, that we're supposed to have, that we don't get too caught up in always having to be in the bright places where everybody's shining and all of that stuff. Even when you are in a dark place, you should still be able to shine because of what you're feeding, because of what is fueling your spirit, because of what you are connected to. And if what you are connected to is darkness, you're just gonna be, it's just gonna be dark. Your spirit is just gonna be dark. But if you are connected to the light of the world, Jesus Christ, you're feeding yourself the word of God. You're reminding your spirit, hallelujah, each day that God is with it, that God is with you. And you are praying in the spirit. You are reading the word of God in the spirit. You are just really connected to the spirit of God. Then yes, the spirit will be bright. Then it will be able to shine. And people will feel you. They will feel what's coming off of you from a mile away. They will know, okay, this is truly, you know, a daughter of Christ. Or son of God, because of the way that this person radiates love, joy, peace, kindness, even in chaos, even in all of the stuff that's going on in the world. They will have, we will have compassion, we'll have true, authentic compassion, but most importantly, we will have that reverence for God. That fear of God. Hallelujah. Because at the end of the day, we could do it all. We could do the podcast. We could preach. We could sing, have all the albums. And, you know, we could do all of the great things. We could preach and teach the word of God. Hallelujah. But we have to have reverence in our heart for God. We have to respect God and honor God. It has to come from a place of honor to God. Whatever you're doing, only what's done for Christ will last. And he doesn't care how beautiful it looks if it's not done with the intention to honor God, to show love to God, to uplift God. If it have more to do with self, then we need to pull back. We need to check ourselves. And it's okay to pray to God, to ask God to fix your intentions, to fix your heart, to renew your mind, to give you the right perspective. Because he is the potter and you are the clay. If something isn't right, if along the way, you became self-centered. If along the way you've become, you know, all about you, you've become selfish and you start feeling yourself a little bit more than God, you know, it's okay to go to God and say, God, I recognize that there's some part of me that isn't right. I need you to fix this because I want to do what you want me to do, and I want to please you. I don't want to keep working hard and creating stuff and making these altars up for you as sacrifices, but because the intentions of my heart aren't pure, you reject them. You see, and God will do that. He will not accept certain things if the intentions of your heart are not pure. And so ask God to, it's okay to ask God to purify you and to change you and to make you right. Because sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes we are so wrong. And it's okay to ask God. Today, that's my word for you. If you're struggling with a habit, if you're struggling with a dark sin, if you're struggling with self-centeredness or just like the thoughts and intents of your heart are impure, I want to let you know that you don't have to live that way forever. You don't have to say, well, that's just who I am, or try to justify it. The enemy will want you to try to justify it. And you could go on for years living that way. Really being productive and doing stuff for God. But really, it's all about you. And God don't honor a single thing. But this is the day that you can ask God to shift and to fix you and to make you right and to change your heart before it's too late. You can do that. You can truly be free. You're going to find that when you do things with the intention of serving and honoring and pleasing God, the weight of everything is lifted off of your shoulders. You will find the Holy Spirit helping you and guiding you. You will find that it is easier to do what you have to do for God, because now the attention and the weight is not on you. It's now all on God. If He wants this to happen His way, you're the vessel that He's going to work through. You completely avail yourself to Him and He works. You will find that He will pour creativity into you. You wouldn't have to be thinking so hard. You know, you will find that He might wake you up in the middle of the night with some ideas and all. You just get up and start to write. You just get up and start to pray. When God have that kind of relationship with you, when God, you know, trusts you enough to, He knows that, oh, she's going to get up. If I wake her up at 3 a.m., she's going to get up and she's going to pray. And she's going to write down whatever it is. And He's going to give you the dreams and the visions. And He trusts that you're going to be able to steward those things right. You know, and so I just really encourage you. This was a two-part type of deal. I talked to two sets of people today on the Pockets of Hope, because my heart was in two places, in a sense. Like, I was feeling drawn to speak to those who are on the fence and those who are already in Christ but still struggling. You know, this journey, to everyone is unique. We all have the different things that we went through in our lives, good and bad. Some of us been through some serious pits. Some of us been through some serious storms. And it could literally harden us. It could make us doubt. It could make us struggle with unbelief and make us feel as if God is so far from us, when really He is right here with us. Whether you are saved or not, God is right there with you, and He wants more. He wants to give more of Himself to you. He's just asking you to open up and let Him in. He is enough. Hallelujah. He is more than enough for all of us. Hallelujah. He is such a full God. He's such a big God. Hallelujah. Such a powerful God. He can do it all for us all. That's the beauty of God. In His timing, hallelujah, He will reveal His fullness to us. Hallelujah. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. So that's my pocket of hope for you today. You know, I just pray for you. I pray that, hallelujah, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in the sight of God today. He truly is our rock. He is our redeemer. He is everything to us. God bless you. God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your week. Until next time.